My guest in the studio today is Clive Webb, who is chair of the management committee of Village Voices, which is a choir we're going to hear all about. It's a choir in Sandridge. Now, I just want to place Sandridge for our listeners, Clive. As you know, it's north of St Albans and south of Wheat Hampstead. It's in between the two. It's become quite famous recently, not for its three pubs and its church, but for its Hartwood Forest, which, of course, is on the boundaries.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
And that makes Sandridge quite an interesting place now, and a place worth doing more than just driving through too fast. Now, Village Voices, fairly obvious what it is, but tell me a little bit more. Is it a choir of local people?
It's a choir of mainly local people, but it does attract people from as far away as Luton. There is one person who drives in. Very friendly, relaxed choir, no auditions, and we rehearse on Thursdays, and we do about three shows a year in the church. But we do go out sometimes.
Now, you say a show. What do you mean by a show?
Well, a show is a collection of songs that could be classical, or it could be light music, could be pop music, but of a choir nature, and we have one or two solos every now and then.
And is it therefore a themed event? I mean, do we work around something to make a performance which is literally a show, which has the bits that work together?
We've done First World War, and we've also, when we had a Christmas concert, we took the Christmas Carol story as a theme, and we built carols behind that, and we perform parts of that Christmas Carol as well.
So do you always do something at Christmas? Is that normal? Is that a tradition?
Round about Christmas, yes. Christmas starts at various times for various people. The concert that we've got coming up this time is going to be on the 8th of December, but normally it's right at the beginning of December. It's just trying to tie in with all the other events at the church, very busy church.
Well, that's right. Let's go back to the beginning then. It's based in the church in Sandridge, which itself is ancient tradition, St Leonard's. There's been something there for about, I don't know, 900 years or something, isn't there?
Yes, that's right, yes.
It is now a thriving village church?
Yes, the Vicar M has built up quite a congregation, and they have quite big congregations on Sunday mornings. They do other services, and it's available for weddings and various other activities, funerals, etc.
It's quite nicely located, that much, I do know.
It's a beautiful church, yes. Yes. When we rehearse in the church, you just look round, and it's just a very pleasant environment to rehearse in. And of course, when we do the shows, people come into a very pleasant environment, and that sets the scene for the rest of the performance. So they've got a nice environment to sit in and listen to some nice music amongst friends.
And you've emphasised friends a couple of times. You said it's friendly and it's friends. Do you feel that that is what it is mostly about? It's a group of people that want to sing, that want to sing together?
Yes, it is. And for some people, it's the main part of their lives. For others, it's part of their other commitments when they're involved in other choirs. But when I talk about friends, yes, we're friends within the choir, but we're also friends with the audience, because it tends to be a lot of regulars coming along. But new people come along and they feel that it's a very close event, and they can therefore settle into it. So it's not formal, and people don't come along expecting, let me say, high musical standards. It's more performance and a sense of sing-along and enjoyment of music, rather than coming along for high standards of music. And now, obviously, the musical director will shoot me for saying so, but that's how I perceive it.
And you have a musical director. The responsibility of that person is to do what?
To introduce us to various pieces of music, choral music, and help us learn those pieces up to a required standard for performance. So we rehearse on Thursdays during term time between 6:45 to about 8:30 every Thursday.
And then you repair to the pub opposite?
Some do, yes. For medicinal purposes, of course.
Would you argue that it is a community activity?
It is a community activity, but I think it's also open for new people to come along and enjoy the close feeling that we have with our audience. As I said, I think it's quite relaxing. You can go to some events, some choral events, and you feel that you're walking in and you're a stranger when you arrive and you're a stranger when you leave. Whereas I think with this, you can get to know, talk to the people you're sitting next to, and enjoy the experience. And you can talk to them during the interval, because we normally have an interval where they can go back and have a drink and some nibbles, and then come back for the second half. And as I say, I think it's a very close community event that new people can join and gain from.
And you do this in the church, but it's not actually a church organisation. What's the relationship with the church?
Well, we are part of the church, but we're not part of the religious side of the church. The way I see it is that it does attract people to the church that may not come to the church for the religious side, but they can come along and enjoy the music and the choral event. And some of the choir members do sing in the church choir on a Sunday morning and for weddings and various other events.
Because the idea of the church being a sort of a centre of the community rather than just a religious building is quite both a very old and quite a new concept, isn't it?
Well, yes, I think some people are worried about the size of their congregations and they see or look round for opportunities to try and bring in new people. I think one of the services they run is called a messy church, which is more for children to come along and start learning about the religious side. I see the choir as a sort of an adult version of the messy church, where people don't necessarily come for the religious side of the church, but they come because it's a pleasant venue and they, as I said, they wish to listen to the musical event. But then they can develop an interest in the church at, from that.
It's not a sort of secret way of getting people to get into the church to join the religious
side. No, there's no conspiracy.
Do you charge for these events when you perform?
Yes, it's £5, which I think is extremely good value. So it's a whole evening's entertainment for £5 now.
Which will run from what sort of times? Is it 7:30?
Yes, about 7:30 until about 10, but that's allowing quite a generous break for people to mingle and talk to each other. And as I say, it's more participation rather than us delivering music. There is a certain amount of delivering music, but it's also encouraging people to join in with music as well.
And that money enables you to cover your costs and...
Well, our costs are fairly low because the church allows us to rehearse in the church and all the money that we receive goes back into the church. So it's a sort of a loss leader from their point of view in terms of they offer us the facilities to rehearse, but then the money that we get goes to the church anyway.
Helps pay for the electricity.
Exactly, the upkeep of.
And going back to the very beginning then, this is a village choir linked to a church in a village. It's a community event. How long has it been going? When did it start?
Well, I think it started before my time at Sandringham School because Sid Waters, the musical director, she used to teach there and started a choir there. And I think it then moved from there to the church. So I wouldn't like to say how long she's retired from the school, but I would say it's maybe 10, 15 years, something like that, it's been going.
And in that time, has there been a lot of change? I mean, I'm not sure how many years you've been involved in it, but have there been a lot of change of voices?
Not much change. No, there are still some stalwarts who were there in the beginning, but more and more people have joined. There's not much of a turnover in terms of people just joining for one concert. They do, once they join, they tend to stay. They may not want to do the next concert, but they'll come back for the concert after that. So there is a loyalty.
So there is also the option, opt in or opt out, as it were.
You don't have to do all three in the year.
Most of the choir are retired people, or have you got all ages?
Well, because it starts fairly early, around about 6:45, it tends to attract older people who find it easier to come at that and start at that time. But that doesn't preclude people if they, and there are some people who still work who are members of the choir, and so they just organise their day accordingly.
And do you find it easy to get new voices? Are you maintaining your numbers? Are you increasing the numbers?
Yes, I think the numbers are pretty much the same. Always welcome new tenors, as we were talking about before. I think we've got two tenors at the moment who are very, very strong, I would emphasise. But yes, if we can get some more tenors, that'd be great.
So whilst you've got a fairly steady choir numbers now, are you, in a sense, would you appeal for new people to come forward?
More people can come forward, yes. They'd be more than welcome. There is quite a variety of skill within the choir. But then that's helpful because those that are perhaps a little bit more skillful can help those that are coming to music perhaps for the first time. So it's as broad as that. There are very experienced performers and people who just like singing within a choir.
And some of those experienced performers, because they've sung elsewhere already, you mean in other choirs, or were they professionals?
Professional is a very broad term. So the performers are, some performers are just very experienced. They've sung semi-professionally. And as I said, some are coming to music for the first time. And so they can sit next to each other and perhaps be a slight beat behind the person who's familiar with the music, but learn from that. So it's encouraging and it brings people up to the standard that we require at the end of the day. Yes, they'd be more than welcome.
How would they do that?
All they need to do is contact Sid Waters, or they could go onto the St. Leonard's Church website.
One of the other things you mentioned earlier was that you go out sometimes. What do you mean by going out? So you do the performances in the church itself, mm-hmm. and people come to you, but you also take your voices out into other environments? Or?
Yes, we have sung at church halls. We've done a performance at the St. Albans Cathedral when the mayor was present, and we've helped out with a Christmas fair at Sandridge Junior School. So yes, we have gone out and sung in various other places.
You mentioned the June performance, the water-based theme, mm-hmm. and you've got a couple of others coming up this year, one of which you said is December. Anyway, that is likely to be Christmas-related?
Yes, it's more than likely to be Christmas-related, and so that's on the 8th of December.
And you've got another one in October, I think, on
Yes, one in October, maybe more along the lines of commemorating the end of the First World War. So the centenary, isn't it? 2018.
Absolutely.
1918.
Coming up to November 2018. Mm. And I think, actually, Sandridge has got quite a history linked to the First World War as well.
Yes, it has, and also the Second World War. There's a lynch gate that you go through, and the names of the villagers who lost their lives in both World Wars are etched onto the various plates surrounding the lynch gate.
Thank you very much, Clive.
Okay, thank you very much.